You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, you are listening to that, as you should be in this time slot. There's really nothing more important to do than that. So fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl is underway, well underway. It's pretty much wrapping up. But you have a chance to vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland in Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to cast your votes. We think there are multiple worthy players on that list. I think that's been the common dialogue. And I think when it's all said and done, there will be at least as many Pro Bowlers from the Browns as they have wins right now. And that would be kind of a repeat of what we saw last year from the Kansas City Chiefs, who were 2-2 and 14.
Well, let's just follow. We'll go ahead and follow that model. That'd be just fine with me.
Yes, in the turnaround sense. Yes. The following year. I had a chance to sit down with Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns. Let's give that a listen. Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the birth of your son yesterday. I'm sure very excited household.
Yeah, it is. Appreciate that, and everybody's doing well.
Great, great to hear that. All right, we'll move on to the football, and it's tough to talk about this, but it's a fact that for the last three games, this team has found itself in a position to win games, and I know they've all ended in different fashion in that fourth quarter, but you have had a lead and then ended up losing. Losing hurts no matter what, but how much more frustrating has it been for you to kind of look at, especially at these last three, with opportunities to win them and then find yourself going home with the loss?
Yeah, well, that's a tough thing. I mean, losing we'll never accept, and it is frustrating. It's frustrating when you play well and do a lot of good things when you have a lead in the fourth quarter, and that's the positive part. And obviously the part that we need to get better at is we have to close the game out with that lead. And as you look at the three games, there's a lot of differences in the differences of what happened in those games and the reasons why. It's not just one thing that you point to. Certainly in this last game, we had some chances to make and opportunities to make some plays. We gave up some big plays. And we're just not able to get the job done. And that's the thing that we'll address with the guys and have addressed with the guys. We'll have a proactive plan to get better at that and for them to continue to get better at. There's a lot of guys that new guys that haven't necessarily been in those situations before. And they need to learn and get better at those as well. And we'll get better, everybody, coaches and players.
A lot of people turn into amateur psychologists when stuff like this happens and have theories that it's a mental thing, that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, that guys just aren't where they need to be from a mental toughness standpoint to stand up to this. Now, we can say this all we want. Who really knows what is going on inside the mind, especially of a collective football team? But as a coach, as you look at your players, what do you start thinking about and concluding as far as the mindset in dealing with these circumstances?
Well, you rely on the type of people they are, and I've said all along, this group of people are great competitors. They want to win so badly, and they continue to drive. And you look at the disappointments and the frustrations in the last number of weeks. They're there, but it hasn't affected them in how they've come out and played and how this team's responded. And I don't expect anything any different. These are important games, these last two games, and every chance we get an opportunity to step on the field, we have a chance, an opportunity to get better. And, for guys to go through some of these experiences and come out on top, and that's what our plan is, to do that and do a better job of that.
I mean, that's the place where I keep coming back to, is that you're competitive. Your players are competing from start to finish. I don't sense, looking at those guys, that there's giving up in any way, or that they go into a lackadaisical mode when you watch them play. They look like they're trying and giving an effort full out the whole time.
Yeah, that there's the effort, the competitiveness, the want to win. None of those are questions at all. It's a matter of when we get into those times and have those opportunities of execution. And there's specific things that from a breakdown standpoint, or things specifically that we can do better. It's not some sort of mystery that we're guessing about. So it's a matter of us going and you know, focusing on the details of what we exactly need to do to get better.
And I've heard this brought up by some people, by some analysts. Is there any concern in your mind whatsoever about conditioning that in the fourth quarter in any way is stamina running out for your players?
No, I don't see that it being a factor at all. It's more some tactical, technical type of things that we need to do better. And, whether that's just on a simple alignment technique, or some mental mistakes. And obviously in this last game, we had some tough matchups and guys, Chicago made some plays when we didn't make plays. And, that's those points in games are when, your playmakers have to step up and guys have to make plays as well. So it's a combination of a number of things, and we're hitting on all those, and we're going to get better, and we'll make that progress and win ultimately.
Browns coach Rob Chudzinski joining us here on a Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Coach, just on the injury front, Joe Hayden suffers that hip pointer, which essentially is a bruised hip. What's his status, and how do you see it playing out for him possibly on Sunday against the Jets?
Yeah, like you said, he has a bruised hip, which also referred to as a hip pointer, and we'll see how he progresses during the course of the week. And look forward, hopefully, for him to be able to play against the Jets.
Anyone else of note from an injury standpoint that you're keeping an eye on this week?
Yeah, I'll get a little better idea and give you an update on Wednesday.
Okay. Another thing that came out of this game was it was impressive because the guy only had a couple of days to prepare, but looked explosive and ran well. Edwin Baker. And makes that kind of an impression, smaller guy, but explosive and elusive. What were some of your impressions of watching Edwin play his first Browns game?
Yeah, he really did a nice job stepping in. He had the familiarity with the system and the terminology from being with Norv before, and obviously Norv knew him and knew what he could do. And he came in and, he gave us some energy. He gave us a spark. He was able to, had some nice runs and some nice catches and some run after catch that gave us some plays and gave us some yardage and picked up a number of first downs and obviously scored the touchdown.
Can you see him being a bigger part of your offense Sunday against the Jets?
Well, with what he did and came in, he certainly made the most of his opportunity. And, as we go through the course of the week, I think we'll handle things the same way in that, we have a number of guys and we'll work them through. But he's definitely shown that he should be part of that mix.
The offense didn't quite function at the level we had seen it previously, at least with regard to Jason Campbell, who had an excellent game, his best career game against the Patriots, wasn't quite as effective in this past game against Chicago. And Josh Gordon, although he did get a touchdown catch late, wasn't as involved in this game by any stretch of the imagination. Looked like he had been Jason wasn't looking to him or whatever the situation was. But talk about what happened in the passing game, and we didn't see much from Jordan Cameron either. Your playmakers kind of getting shut down in this game.
Well, we in the first half never really were able to get into rhythm. Didn't have a lot of plays. Chicago did a good job of holding on to the ball. I thought our defense did a good job of stopping them and created obviously some turnovers didn't let them have a lot of points in that first half. And we were just off slightly. You could see that through the course of the game there was a couple passes that were just off the fingertips of whether it was Josh's or other receivers. And, we just weren't in that kind of rhythm. Jason wasn't in that rhythm that he had been in some of the previous games. And we weren't, able to get Josh the ball early in the game, and that's something that we, of course, want to try to do. And we had some things up. It just didn't work out that we got it to him.
Defensively, you were doing the job against Jay Cutler early on. You got two interceptions. Really looked like the kind of game where the decision to put him back as the starter after he missed four games might have been backfiring on the Bears. And for your part, you were taking advantage of it defensively. But then he heated up, and, of course, he's got those receivers and Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, and trying to keep them in check a whole game is probably asking a lot and too much for your defense. But what are some of your thoughts about how your defense handled the challenge of trying to keep this team down, and ultimately they made enough plays to win?
Yeah, they're one of the best offenses in the league, and certainly Cutler's been a great player and a Pro Bowler before, And we talked all week about the weapons that they have, and those are they're all big receivers, great players. You talk about Brandon Marshall, one of the best receivers in the game, and Jeffrey, how he's emerged. And then a guy, as we were talking about all week long, Martellus Bennett, who is big, can run, can make plays for him, and Forte. I mean, they have a lot of places they can go, and certainly those are tough matchups for anybody. And, you know, at the end of the day, they were be able to get the ball up in the air and give those guys chances to make plays, and they did make those plays. And, you know, those were our key plays in the game, and, you know, those are the things we need to learn from and can learn from and can do a better job, as I mentioned, in a lot of different areas. It wasn't just defense. Offense, we had some opportunities. Special teams, we can play better. So you know, we're looking at all areas, and we're looking at everybody, coaches and players. We all can do better, and we all are committed to doing better.
So the approach for these final two games, with nothing on the line, obviously, from a postseason standpoint, but it's always looking to, for your sake, looking ahead and trying to get this team where you want it to be, and trying to conduct evaluations through these two. If you can walk through what the coaching approach is to, A, getting a team ready enough to play in these games where you've got to find some kind of incentive to tap into, besides the fact that they are paid professionals like all of you involved in this process, but that and the evaluative part of it for looking ahead.
Well, we look and evaluate all the way through the course of the season, and so, you know, every game we're looking at you know, what we're doing, and we're looking at guys specifically, of you know, where they are, what we can do with them, and their fit and those type of things. So that's an ongoing process that's no different than the last 2 weeks. And as far as our approach, we're approaching, you know, this game to win this game. You know, again, these guys want to win so badly, and you know, these are important games to us. And whether you know, the playoffs aren't at stake or not, they're important games. They're opportunities for us to go out and play and to improve and to get better and continue to get better. And you know, that's the approach we're taking. And you know, I've challenged the guys this week about, you know, being a part of the solution. And you know, and they've grasped onto that and grabbed onto that, and I expect no difference in effort and intensity and those things that this week as any other week.
Do you find yourself again looking a little bit closer to just make sure who's still with you, who's not, or do you go in with the assumption that they're all in as players? I'm talking about with you, you know, with regard to your messaging, just what you said, the messages you deliver. Do you go in with the idea that they are all in unconditionally, or do you want to make sure, hey, guy, you know, you're not, just because there's something not at stake, that you're somewhere tuning out or whatever?
No, we're going with the approach that they're all in. And, yeah, you know, that's the thing, and I've said it before, is you go through difficult times, you go through difficult stretches,
right,
and you get stronger from those if you survive and make it through those times. And we're going to get through those times. You know, we've got brighter days ahead. And we're going to win here. And so, you know, this time is the time that we're going to build and get stronger from and learn from. And that's completely our approach.
Okay. Well, again, congrats to you and your family on the arrival of the new baby boy. We'll wait. We don't have a name yet, but we're looking forward to hearing about that. And God bless you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Vic.